Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and all this for? It's like 2 years enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different campus community stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. Hello and welcome, Adam.
Hey, Dave, and hello, listeners. You are listening to Revolution Rock. Every week, we bring you rock and roll music 7 to 9 here on CJM FM out of Windsor, Detroit. Now, normally, we play a variety of different bands, sometimes spanning across the various subgenres of rock and roll, but today, we're highlighting one band who are commemorating a massive anniversary with this, a 30th anniversary of a very important record, one that would mark the final studio effort for the group and really go on to be considered one of the greatest albums of the 1990s. We're talking about In Utero by Nirvana.
Yes, and this album is... I would say this is one of my favorites of Nirvana. I definitely... You know what I would say? It's my favorite Nirvana album. What would you say?
I think so, too. It has a rougher, muddier sound, which I really appreciate. You know, I don't think the kids need to know too much about the history of Nirvana. I think it's kind of such a short story. Most people are familiar with it. But what I find really interesting about this album is Nirvana post-fame. After we had Nevermind's glowing success, and really everyone started wearing ripped jeans, wearing flannel, and then listening to guitar-laden music, there was the shift where Nirvana realized they were no longer working against the zeitgeist. They were the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I feel, a lot of the band have talked about this sort of weird existential crisis they were going through, wondering, how can we survive as an underground band who has underground roots when we're now mainstream? And they made a very concerted effort to make a challenging record, one that was not intended to have the popular success of Nevermind, but one that was intentionally going to be noisier, gnarlier, more experimental. And in spite of that, still ended up being a pretty big commercial success, not quite as much as their previous record, but something that I think surprised the band, and they actually garnered quite a few hits from it. So because of that, we're not going to play the album in its entirety. What we're going to do is this little special thing that me and Dave do, which is called Classic Albums with a Twist, where we play the album front to back, but instead of the original album tracks, we're going to intersplice that with alternative takes, alternative mixes, live renditions, mm-hmm. and demos. So basically, we're going to be playing in utero for you like you never heard it before, which, especially for an album that's been out for 30 years and it has had such a massive pedigree, I think some people may be saying, well, what's the point of playing this whole album? We're so familiar with it. We've heard it so many times. This is why, because I think this gives a fresh take on such an important album. And during the breaks, we're going to talk about why this album was so significant culturally for the band, and I think for fans of music in general.
Yeah, and I think that's a good starting point. We should mention, recently there was a 30th anniversary sort of box set type thing that came out, and it kind of follows a similar 30th anniversary release they did for Nevermind a few years back. Basically, it has the album, maybe a few B-sides, and then a bunch of live concerts. And recordings, many of which had never been released officially before, so they did that. But back in 2013, they put out a 20th anniversary edition of the album, and they did that also with Nevermind. And these ones dug really deep into the archives, and they had a lot of B-sides, demos, alternate things that had never been seen before or heard by the general public and fans of the band. So we're going to start off with a track from the album proper, but also a track from a new look and a new version of the album that was released in 2013. So for the box set, in addition to remastering and putting all this other stuff on the set, Steve Albini did a new mix of In Utero.
This was interesting, too, because Albini's original mix was a little bit controversial for the band because they felt sometimes the mix went too extreme. So particularly for two tracks, which were singles, Scott Litt remixed them. And yeah. Then they increased, I think, the drum sound and the bass sound for them and did some other alterations. But when Steve Albini did this new mix, it isn't just adjusting the levels. He actually incorporated elements that were left on the cutting room floor, including certain solos and guitar parts that were not featured on the original album.
Yeah, different vocal takes, different guitar overdubs, things like that. And he did it in cooperation with Chris Novoselic and the remaining members of Nirvana. But he was like at the helm of it, just to kind of give it a different look after all those years. And it does have a... It sounds the same, but it also sounds a little different. You'll notice on this opening track, we're going to play the 2013 mix of Serve the Servants, and then we're going to follow it up with the album version of In Utero of Scentless Apprentice, and then we're going to hear some other alternate things. So stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock here. We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of In Utero, and we're starting things off with an alternate look at the album with an alternate mix from 2013 of In Utero. This is Serve the Servants.
Okay.
Now I'm born alone. The south of war.
I'm a comfort in me. I'm just happy.